Hello, this is Paul Rippey. I'm here in Arusha, Tanzania with Naeem Rasmani. Naeem is the head of product development at the First Microfinance Bank of Afghanistan. And I've had the pleasure of spending some time with Naeem over the last few days talking about the role, the ways that banks and savings groups can collaborate. Naeem, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you, Paul, for giving me the opportunity.
Naeem, just want to turn this over to you. How do you think commercial banks like your own can collaborate in a constructive way with savings groups?
I wouldn't call myself as a commercial bank. It's a combination of both. It's a microfinance institution having commercial services. End of the day, everything that has to revolve around is understanding how good understanding you have about your client. It doesn't really matter if he's coming from a community-based saving groups, he's coming from the bottom of the pyramid, or whichever way he's coming from. It's all about how you're able to design your services in a manner through which you can create greater impact by ensuring that the financial access increases. There's something that I would like to add, that when you talk about a microfinance bank or a microfinance institution, it is extremely important to understand that the organizations carry a double bottom line. There's a bottom line that talks about having social impact onto the lives by in a financially sustainable manner. And if organizations are able to ensure that they are keeping a balance between financial sustainability and the social impact or the social development of the clients that they are dealing with, there's no reason why a microfinance institution or a microfinance bank cannot cater to the needs and the requirements of people who are part of these community-based saving groups.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot for that. And I think there are some banks that have both a head and a heart, and I'm very confident that yours is one of them. But of course, you know, I'm coming from a tradition of microcredit in Africa where the heart element, although it shows up on the websites, has been somewhat absent in practice.
Things in the sector has changed over the period of time. There have been a lot of emphasis now when you talk about the heart part, and the heart part really comes from social impact. Previously, what I've learned that the monitoring impact was really not focused by the granting agencies, by the government agencies, by the people who really supported the system. And over the period of time, as the industry has matured, the focus has been realigned onto the social impact part. And you've got these new concepts, new methodologies coming in where you talk about customer satisfaction, where you talk about progress out of poverty index, to just keep a track of what your contribution has been. At end of the day, you cannot compare the sector to the core banking sector. The sector comparatively is very new. It will take time to grow. It will take time to understand what it is really required to do. And plus, it will need people to come out of the system, learn out of it, and then try to improve it. So the new monitoring system or the new monitoring social impact emphasis will really drive that change. And the microfinance over the period of time will be required to ensure that they're able to keep a balance between financial sustainability and their social involvement.
So just to be perhaps more specific, you are with a socially conscious bank and you have perhaps some privileged access to savings groups in Afghanistan because you're part of the Aga Khan Development Network. Just in practice, what do you think how might your bank actually relate to savings groups? What would it look like?
The best part is that the saving groups provide you with that platform where the community knows each other. And there's so much that you can do with regard to credit services and through saving or deposit services. When you look at people, they save in these groups, they continue to save and save and save. And end of the day, the value of the money that they've saved continues to go down because over the period of time, the inflation increases. And these are those poor people who are coming in through a system where there was no proper system of literacy available, and they had to rely on these parent organizations who got these groups together to provide that financial literacy. But again, now it comes as a responsibility to the bank or a microfinance institution to ensure that the good work is continued and to be very conscious about the fact that just because you are trying to ensure that the financial access increases, financial access does not only increase with credit services. deposit basis plays a major role. And that is what these institutions need to understand. That is why we need to talk about products offering a win-win situation, both to the bank and to its client. Because end of the day, you want the client to succeed. And if the client succeeds, that's bringing loyalty to the bank.
Yeah. You know, I've had the privilege of visiting Pakistan, where they're both savings groups set up by AKF and then financial institutions, and also part of the Aga Khan Development Network, and seeing ladies who had two accounts. They were working in their savings group, short-term, weekly savings, and all that. Great. They love that. And many, many, many of them are doing occasional deposits into the Aga Khan Bank. And in some cases, with babes in arms, they'd already started saving for the children's college education. And I said, it doesn't get any better than that. That seems like they've got a range of services, and they're using all of them.
I agree to that. If you look at a normal person, what are his priorities? He would like to have a proper access to healthcare. He would like to ensure that enough food is available in his house to feed his wife, to feed his children. There's enough prosperity, and the prosperity would come in with education. So it's not about just people in the West or people who are living in the developed part of the world has dreams. Everybody has dreams, and everybody would like to ensure that they would at least try their level best to at least achieve some part of it. So may it be education, may it be food, may it be going out and eating at nice places. It all depends. Needs are there, dreams are there, and in order to achieve your dreams, you need to start from somewhere. CBSGs provide them with a very good platform for them to understand that they have got their dreams and they have the capability to achieve their dreams. And with a microfinance institution, it would just be a partnership to take them to the other part of the bridge.
Yeah. Neem, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time to talk, and I really appreciate looking forward to staying in touch with you and finding out how this partnership develops.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Maybe the biggest change will come when we don't have to change much at all. When maniacs holler, grow, 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 we can choose to be small. The key word may be little. We only have to change a little.